Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, You're More Powerful Than You Think. A Citizen's Guide to Making Change Happen is a civic nonfiction book by Eric Liu that examines how political power actually works in democratic life and how ordinary people can use it. Drawing on Liu's experience as a writer, civic educator, and founder of Citizen University, the book argues that power is not limited to elites, office holders, or major institutions. Instead, it can be learned, shared, and exercised by citizens through organized action. The book is both analytical and practical. It explains the logic of civic power while offering a framework for participation that goes beyond voting alone. Its purpose is to help readers understand how influence flows in public life, why collective action matters, and how people can move from frustration to effective engagement in a turbulent political environment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, power is distributed and not reserved for elites. A central claim of the book is that power in democratic society is not an exclusive possession of politicians, CEOs, or insiders. Liu treats power as something that circulates through relationships, institutions, and public pressure, which means ordinary citizens can shape outcomes when they understand the rules of the game. This idea matters because many people assume they are powerless unless they hold formal authority. Liu challenges that assumption by showing that influence often comes from visibility, coordination, and persistence rather than title or status. The book therefore redefines civic agency. People do not need to wait for permission to participate in politics. They already possess forms of power, but those forms become effective only when citizens recognize them and use them deliberately. That framing gives the book its practical value, since it encourages readers to think less about abstract frustration and more about actionable leverage in public life. Secondly, three recurring tools of citizen action: hashtags, phone calls, and protest. Liu organizes much of his discussion around three basic modes of civic action: creating a hashtag, calling a congressman, and taking to the streets. These examples are not treated as random tactics, but as illustrations of different ways citizens can apply pressure at different moments. A hashtag helps shape attention and narrative. A phone call targets formal decision makers, and street protest demonstrates visible public demand. Together, they show that activism is not one thing. It is a repertoire of methods that work best when matched to the situation. The strength of this framework is its simplicity. Rather than overwhelming readers with theory, Liu gives a practical vocabulary for thinking about strategy. Each tactic has limits, but each also serves a distinct political function. By presenting them side by side, the book makes civic engagement feel structured and intelligible, not mysterious. This helps readers understand when symbolic action is useful, when institutional contact matters, and when mass visibility becomes necessary. Thirdly, radical inclusion as the antidote to a sclerotic civic system. The book argues that American civic life has become distorted by corruption, concentrated wealth, and top-down control, and it presents radical inclusion as the corrective. Liu's point is not simply that more people should participate in abstract terms, but that systems are healthier when power moves from the bottom up and the middle out. This emphasis shifts the focus from elite negotiation to broad civic participation. Radical inclusion means making room for people who are usually excluded from shaping outcomes, whether because of class, race, geography, or lack of institutional access. The concept is important because it links democratic legitimacy to breadth of participation. In Liu's view, a political order becomes brittle when it depends too heavily on a narrow set of actors. It becomes more resilient when ordinary citizens are able to influence agendas, not merely react to them. The argument is both moral and structural. Inclusion is valuable because it is fair, and it is also effective because it produces stronger civic capacity. Fourthly, citizen power as organized collective action rather than individual expression. Liu consistently distinguishes between isolated opinion and organized power. The book suggests that feeling strongly about an issue is not the same as changing public life. Influence requires coordination, timing, and collective effort. This is why the book is often described as a handbook for organizing. It explains that public change happens when many people align around a shared goal and act in ways that create pressure on institutions. The practical implication is that citizens must move beyond private conviction into visible collective behavior. The book is careful to show that ordinary people can do this without becoming cynical or manipulative. That distinction sets it apart from more tactical political manuals, because Liu stresses civic legitimacy as well as effectiveness. He treats organizing as a democratic craft, learning how to communicate, gather others, and make demands that institutions cannot easily ignore. This makes the book useful for activists, but also for readers who want to understand why some movements gain momentum while others remain merely expressive. Lastly, a contemporary model of civic engagement shaped by recent movements. The book places its ideas in the context of modern political turbulence and references campaigns and movements such as Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter, Feel the Burn, $15 Now, and Brexit. These examples matter because they show civic power operating across different issues and political settings. Liu is not arguing that all these movements are identical. Rather, he uses them to illustrate how citizens can create momentum when they organize around clear demands and public narratives. The contemporary framing also makes the book distinct from older civics texts that focus heavily on institutions without addressing digital culture, network and mobilization, or media attention. By including social media logic and street politics, Liu reflects how modern influence works across online and offline spaces. The result is a book that feels less like a textbook on government and more like a strategic guide to citizenship in a fragmented public sphere. It helps readers see that civic engagement is not confined to election cycles, and that political power can be built through repeated acts of coordination and visibility. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a serious but accessible account of how civic influence works: activists, students of politics, community organizers, educators, and citizens who feel disengaged from formal politics but still want practical ways to matter. Its main benefit is that it translates the abstract idea of democracy into concrete forms of action. Readers come away with a clearer sense of how attention, relationships, institutions, and collective pressure interact in public life. That makes it useful not only as a motivational book, but as a framework for thinking strategically about change. What distinguishes it from many books in the civic engagement genre is its combination of moral seriousness and operational clarity. Liu does not merely celebrate participation. He explains how power flows and why certain forms of action succeed. He also avoids treating politics as either purely cynical or purely inspirational. Instead, he presents citizenship as a learned practice grounded in inclusion, organization, and disciplined public action. For readers seeking a realistic guide to democratic engagement, that balance is its major strength. If you would like to support Eric Liu, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.